Bibles, please, for our second reading, the Old Testament reading, to Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the dark, in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, Behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make them with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that served themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them. But they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am the Lord your God, saith the Lord God. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, so Ezekiel 34 is a passage that is, or ought to be, famous among ministers, as ministers would read over Ezekiel 34 on a regular basis. And remember that with the Lord, that it's all about his sheep. It's all about them. And that when those shepherds begin to feed themselves of the flock, to be concerned about their own well-being, making sure that they themselves are taken care of, rather than, as the Apostle Paul would put it, spending and being spent on behalf of the flock of Jesus Christ, well then, what you will find is that the Lord rises up as their enemy, the enemy of those shepherds, that would make themselves the primary thing rather than the flock, the sheep of Jesus Christ. This passage has a very close tie to our reading in the book of Matthew. Let me just put it in that context for you for a moment. So we read in the passage before that Jesus looked about with compassion upon the sheep, and they were as sheep without a shepherd. Notice that the Lord in this passage says, "And I looked, and there was no shepherd." What did Jesus do then? He raised up his 12 and sent them out to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And he raised up another set of ministers to go out and preach the gospel of the kingdom, because the ministers that were alive at that day fed themselves of the flock. It is not by accident that we have Jesus considering the flock as without a shepherd and then sending other ministers to feed the flock. We have read this here in Ezekiel 34. Jesus knows Ezekiel 34. He wrote it. So it's no accident. All right, so the first six verses then speak of the horrible condition of the flock and the horrible ministry of the shepherds. The horrible condition of the flock, the horrible ministry of the shepherds. There's that which is weak and has not been strengthened. There is that which is broken and has not been bound up. There are those which have been driven away and not sought. There's those who are lost. And instead of tenderness and compassion, those shepherds have ruled with force and with cruelty, Ezekiel will say, or the Lord will say, by means of his servant. So it's not only are they cruel and careless toward the flock, but they are also very in tune with their own needs. Ye eat the fat, ye clothe you with the wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. And so the horrible condition then, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search nor seek after them. They became meat to the beasts of the field. That's the horrible condition. This is all given in the metaphor of a sheep and shepherd and pasture and mountains. We understand that what is being spoken of here is that the ministers did not care doctrinally in their teaching for the people of God, but taught that which was smooth, taught that which was would feather their own nests rather than would actually feed the people of God upon the good word of God. So it wasn't like they weren't teaching. It wasn't like they weren't interacting with the flock. They were interacting in such a way, however, to allow the flock to continue on in sin and in ignorance and in folly, rather than to bind up that which was broken, rather than to seek that which was lost, and so on. I will say unto you that I've talked with ministers, and this temptation is with us all. We need not soft pedal it, that we all struggle, don't we, with difficulties in our callings. And there are those folks in the church that are more difficult to deal with than others. Here, those shepherds are counseled that they must indeed take up with those that are more difficult and not simply let them wander free on the mountains. I've heard ministers speak. In fact, one even said to me once, you know, if you start a church on the other side of town, I got a few people I'll send your way. Of course, the implication was they're troublesome. I'd rather you have them than me. Well, those are horrible ministerial attitudes. Ought never to come from the mouth of ministers. We ought rather to spend the more time with those that are troubled, make ourselves more available, have that open door policy at all times with those who are indeed in greater need. All right, so then in verses 7 through 10, the Lord turns his attention to the shepherds. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord, and may I say also, and be ready to duck, because the Lord has a very hard word for those shepherds. Behold, I am against the shepherds. There ought to be no more fearful words spoken than that. Those of you that are aspiring to the ministry of the gospel or to perhaps service in the church, you may want to go as far as being a church governor, a ruling elder. Ruling elders are shepherds as well, not in the same way that the minister of the word and sacraments is, but it is indeed a shepherding office. And so this word is indeed for us who would enter into that shepherding. So notice what it says. There was no shepherd. My shepherds did not search for my flock. They fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Hear the word of the Lord. I am against those shepherds. I will require my flock at their hand. Hebrews 13:17 tells us as much. We will give an account. And so, beloved, I would just ask you this. I would request this of you. Give your elders what they need so that they can give account to the Lord. Right? There are times when ministers receive all kinds of advice as to what they ought to do. And some of that advice is very good and very, very helpful. But I would say that the conscientious minister ought to not only desire that advice, but remember that he will give account to the Lord, not to the people, at the end of the day. That when it's over, that his best attitude is going to be, what has my shepherd, my chief shepherd, told me? And how shall I follow him? Well, these are deep and weighty things to think about, aren't they? So then, verse 11, down through verse 19, the Lord will himself take up the shepherding of his sheep. And what a comfort that is to those lost sheep of Israel, those sheep that are without a shepherd. Notice they will not be without a shepherd for long, because the Lord will take up for them. And this is an interesting portion. I'm already out of time, but But I want to take you down through verse 19. The Lord says, I'm going to judge between cattle and cattle. And by that, what he means is, you are all my flock, even you ministers. You're a part of my flock as well. So I'm going to judge between cattle and cattle. You have nudged the weak and sickly away from the feed, away from the food, away from the water. You've thrust with the shoulder. I'm going to thrust you out of your office, and I will take up that shepherding office. That's really the gist of 11 through 19. And so the Lord says, I will root you out. And we've prayed for that as a congregation. When we pray, thy kingdom come. There have been times in the past and present where we pray that the Lord would root out, thrust with the shoulder, those ministers that will not feed the flock of Jesus Christ. That instead will feed them upon, you know, with weeds and thorns, and will leave them exposed to the thought forms, the paradigms of this world. Will preach them from pulpits and promulgate the doctrines and commandments of men. Listen, those ministers that do that, the Lord says he will thrust them out with his shoulder. He will judge between cattle and cattle. These are weighty things. But then finally, and I'll have to be very brief in this last section. What a mercy. What a blessing we see in this final section. Of course, David is long dead, although he's mentioned by name here. So we know who we're talking about. We're talking about the greater David, the king of the church. And so here's what the Lord says. You ministers, you shepherds, you've been behaving yourselves as if you owned the flock. And you could make those decisions of leaving these to wander and not feeding those and feeding yourselves. But you know what I'm going to do, God says? I'm going to raise up for them a shepherd. One shepherd. David, my servant. And he will lead. And he will care for my flock. And he will not fail. And all of you shepherds, you will no longer bear that title. You will be ministers instead. You will be servants to that great shepherd. That's exactly what Peter will tell us in 1 Peter chapter 5. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive the crown of life that fadeth not away. And so in that final section then, the flock should never be afraid as if she will have no shepherd. The Lord has raised up a shepherd. Even when the earthly shepherds have failed, that chief shepherd is there, and he will take up for his flock. And because he takes up for them, the Son of Man has come to what? Seek and save that which is lost. Not one will be lost. Not one will go without food. Not one of the flock of Christ will go on in need. He has provided everything that they need. With that then, let's stand and continue praying.